Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, which is Nedarim Daf Mem Aleph. We are on Mem Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amar Av Ami Amar Rav. Here comes another lesson from the same Manda Amar as before. So some actually Agoris before as well. Amar Av Ami Amar Rav. In any case, Ma'i Dechsiv, how do we explain the Pasuk in Yecheskel? Yecheskel, who was instructed by Hashem to conduct a mini golos as an advanced demonstration of what can befall Klal Yisrael if they do not do teshuva. Va'ata ben Adam, ah, selecha klei goyla, prepare for yourself utensils for basic essentials to take with yourself to golos. What are these basic kelim? Zu neir uka'ara v'shatiach, a lamp, a candle holder, a ka'ara, a kneading bowl, v'shatiach, leather mat upon which to sit and eat and sleep. The pasuk in the Teuchacha warns Klal Yisrael if they go into golos, they'll have nothing. U'b'choyser koil, they'll be lacking everything. Amrab Ami Amrab, what is this including? They'll be lacking basic needs, basic essentials. B'lei ner u'b'lei shulchan, without a ner or a shulchan. Rav Chizda Amar B'lei Isha, they'll be single, unmarried. Rav Sheshes Amar B'lei Shamas, without a servant, or some agurus. B'lei Shemesh, without sunlight, they will not experience, they will not have the hana, they will not be able to appreciate sunlight. In fact, Rav Sheshes, as we know, was blind, so he had a true appreciation for light that he was missing. Rav Nachman Amar B'lei Deya, B'chayser Kol, means you won't have basic necessities and what is the most basic need of a person? Deya, das, yishuv das, a balanced mindset, able to focus and concentrate and conduct a calculated lifestyle. Tana, we have an abraisa. What does b'chayser koil mean? They'll be lacking everything, even the most basic needs, b'lay melach, b'lay revav, no salt, no fat for use for cooking. Amar Abayi, in Akhtinan, we have a kabbalah, a tradition. Ein ani el b'deya. Who is a true ani? One who is lacking deya, lacking the ability to have yishuv das, to use his intellect and control his midas. His midas, his desires run amok. He doesn't have that ability to control, to direct, to channel his feelings in the right direction. He's lacking das. That is the true ani. Because when a person can have everything, these are externals. And if he's not internally tranquil and focused and satisfied, what is it all worth? So internal satisfaction is what it's all about. And that comes about through deya, a focused mindset, and which allows you to lead a balanced lifestyle. B'marava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they would present the following quote, the following phrase. The da be, when a person has da, this, meaning das, is found within a person, kula be, he's got it all. He has everything. He has that internal tranquility. That's what it's all about. The loy da be, when da, this, meaning das, is not to be found within him, he's lacking this most basic, essential ingredient. Ma be, what does he have? What good are all his acquisitions, possessions, and properties? And then Farshim say, because you can have it all, but if you don't have das, don't know how to direct everything that you own and use it properly, what good do those things provide? Da kani, when a person acquires da, Marsha says, this is a reference to a person who perhaps was not born with das, it's not natural, but he sought to acquire, he put that effort to be koina das, ma chaser. Now he has everything. What does he lack? Da laikani, however, if he did not make that effort to acquire das, ma kani, what does he have? What good are all his acquisitions if they can't be run properly. Omar Rav Alexandri Omar Bchibar Av Eina Chaylo Emin Bchali. Back to the sugi of Bikur Chaylam. When a Chaylo recovers from his illness, it is the biggest indication. It only happens when in Shemayim they forgive all his sins. So refuas haguf is really the end result of refuas hanefesh, as the Mepharshim explain. And that's exactly why we say refuenu after we say slachlonu, because what precipitates a physical illness? It's rooted in a spiritual ailment, in a slight spiritual deviation, which triggers that unwellness within the nefesh, which goes ahead and subsequently brings about a choli haguf. How do we reverse that situation? How do we remedy the choli haguf? As we say in the Mishnah Berurah, refuas hanefesh u'refuas haguf. And the Mepharshim explained, because refuas haguf is dependent upon fixing up that nefesh, doing teshuvah and acquiring mechila. So in fact, when a person does recover from an illness, that's the biggest indication that he's been cleansed. He's been atoned for. It was a mechilas avonis. And now he's born anew. As the Gemara says, Rav Nuna Amar Chayzer l'me'ilumav. He goes back to his days of youth. He's born again. He's refreshed. He's reinvigorated. The illness and its difficulties cleanse a person. And now he's made anew. Refreshed, remade. Shenema rutfash. There's that moisture back in his basar, besore minor, like in his youth. Yoshev l'me'ilumav. A pasuk says, during an illness, his entire arrangement, the whole mishkav, his bed, is just a reference to its entire configuration. It's all overturned and disrupted. Amar Rav Yosef, what does this mean? Loimar demeshakeach limudei. During a person's illness, he can forget his learning. It affects him intellectually. In fact, Rav Yosef himself was speaking from personal experience, because Rav Yosef chalash. Rav Yosef, when he fell ill, apparently a serious illness, he forgot his learning. And what happened? Ahadri Abaye Kame. Abaye, his Talmud, restored his learning back to him. That explains what we say all over Shas. Omer Rav Yosef. Oh, Rav Yosef heard something said in the Beis HaMedrash. He says, I don't remember this. Lo Yishmieli Hadosh Shmata. This Shmata, I'm not familiar with it. Never heard it. And Omer Abaye, his Talmud, Abaye tells him, what do you mean? Adam Risa Nialon. You yourself have taught this halacha to us. Umeyom asnita, amrita nialon, and it was based on the following mishnah, the following brisa, which you presented as a source to this halacha. It came from you. So Abaye restored these halachas, and Rav Yosef was able to reacquire them again. On a similar vein, ki havagame Rebbe tlas esrei ape hilchasa. When Rebbe HaKadosh, Rebbe Danasi, would learn his Mishnayos in 13 different ways. He had 13 different versions of Mishnayos. And the Mashal says 13 is connected to 13 ways of learning. Yud Gimel Midos, Shatarin Dveshes. He says it's connected, corresponds to 13 Ikrei Hamuna, presented by the Rambam, and 13 Animamis. So 13 ways of learning. But he only taught Rav Chiya 7 of them. Agmari, Rabbi Chiya Shiva Minhay. Rabbi taught Rabbi Chiya only 7. The Soif Chalash Rabbi. Turns out Rabbi got sick and he forgot his learning. Totally forgot everything. And what happened? How did he get it back? Ahad Rabbi Chiya Kamei Anu Shiva Api. The Agmari. So Rabbi Chiya had, those 7 tracks, and he related them back to Rabbi, who now relearned them. But the remaining 6, Shita Ozdu, they got lost. But lucky enough, they had a tape recorder. Hava hu katsra. There was this launderer, famous launderer, who used to hang around Rebbe and the Beis Medrash. Hava shmirle le Rebbe, kadava garslu. So he in fact attended the yeshiva every day, and he recorded in his mind everything that was learned there. Apparently he was a big Talmud Chacham, and he had all 13 versions embedded in his mind. Ozer Reb Chiya, v'gamar yasayin kame katsra. So Reb Chiya, Rebbe's Talmud, went and relearned and learned for the first, it was his first time, he learned those six versions from the Katsura, Va'asa, and he returned, Va'ahadar, Yasoin, Kamei Rebbe, and he restored them to Rebbe. So now Rebbe had all 13 versions of Mishnayis once again. Next time Rebbe saw this laundromat, this fellow walking down the street, Amalei, he turned to him with a title. He addressed him as Rebbe. Ata Asisa, you have made, you have recreated. When one teaches, the Gemara says, when we teach a Bnoi Shal Chaver Torah Kilu Yalda, as if he gave birth, as if you made me, you created me. Oisi Veschia, Mianchia. Because you taught us all this Torah. So according to this Lashon in the Gemara, Rebbe actually regarded the Katsura as his personal Rebbe, even though the Katsura was the one who gave it to Rebbe Chiya, who then conveyed it to Rebbe, but ultimately it was sourced with the Katsura, and Rebbe regarded him as a Rebbe, and he gave him Kavod. The Kedamri, according to the second version, was slightly different. Hochi Kamar Lei, Rebbe addressed him as follows. Atos is Chia. You have made Chia. You taught him that Torah. V'Chia asa Oisi, and Chia recreated me. But according to this version, Mara learns he didn't actually consider the Katsura as his Rebbe because he didn't learn directly from the Katsura, rather via Rabbi Chia. V'Amar Rabbi Alexandri, Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba. You're meant to know the greatness of recovering from an illness. Godol Neis, Shenasa L'Chayla, the miracle that a Chayla experiences when he recovers is even greater. Yoser Min HaNeis, Shenasa L'Chananyo, Mishol V'Azaryo. It's even greater than the Neis occurring with Chananyo, Mishol V'Azaryo when they were speared, that great fire in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, which was cooled off by the Malach Gavriel, the Sar Shalesh, who came down and cooled off the fire. A Chayla who recovers experiences a nace even greater than that. How's that? Shalchanan Yom Mishal Vazaria. By them, it was merely Eish Shalhedyet, a fire lit by a person, a natural fire. Vakoil Yecholim Lichboisa. Anybody has the means to extinguish a fire via water, etc. So something external which can easily be extinguished, as opposed to the illness, the fever that a Chayla experiences, that's internal. That's a real internal threat that has a power to destroy him internally. Vezu shel chayla, the fire, the heat experienced by a chayla, shel shamayim, it comes from shamayim. Umiyuchal chboisa, who can put it out? Sure, Hashem created, antibodies and antibiotics and all kinds of means and tools that the body uses to fight the infection, bacteria, but ultimately, if you break it down, the attacker is lethal. If left unattended, right, a chas v'shalom person does not have the immune system, which gives him the ability to repel the germ, etc., he's chas v'shalom in grave danger. So recovering from that type of attack is an even greater nes. V'amar b'lo Alexandri amr chibar ab, v'amri lo, some say it was amr b'shom alevi. Kiva she'igia, kita shaladim. Once a person's time comes, hakoil moishlim boy, he can be affected by anybody. Anybody can rule over him and can take away his life. Shenemar v'hoye kol moitzi yargeni. When Cain killed Hevel, he said, look, anybody now, once I'm condemned to death, anybody can control me, can kill me as a shliach of Hashem. Rav Amar min Aden Kro, this is sourced in the following pasuk. L'mishpatecha omdu hayoyim. Once a person was given a psak of misa through the yeshiva shalmala, ke'akol avadecha, everybody, anything, can serve as an agent of Hashem to take his life. Rabba Bar Shil, so that was his name, Amrle, they told him, shachiv gavra gavoya. Shachiv gavra. Listen, this person passed away, and he was so physically impressive. Gavoya hava, he was a tall man. Rachiv Girduna Zutra, he was just merely, riding on this short donkey and like an adult on a kid's bike. What can happen? Mata Titura, when he arrived at the bridge and he was enjoying the scenery, Istavit, suddenly the donkey was gripped by some craze and he flipped off the rider, Shadye, he flipped him into the into the water, v'choshach, when he passed away. Karel Afshei, Rabbi Rashila, upon hearing this sad episode, he applied on him the pasuk, l'mashpatecha amdu hayayim, ke'akol avadech, when time comes, nothing can get in the way. Even this peculiar incident can serve as a means of bringing about this result. Shmuel chazi lahu akrava. Shmuel notices the scorpion, yasiva al akrukta, getting a piggyback ride, sitting on the back of a frog, of an aron, passing over the river in this manner. And he was watching to see what's going to happen. And he realized it was a heavenly arrangement. It was a whole system. Tarka gavra, once the scorpion reaches the other side of the river, he struck a man, who might as well passed away. And he was amazed. Kori alei, l'mashpatecha amdu hayem kalkala v'adecha. Look what it takes. Scorpion getting a ride on the frog over the river, because it was meant to be. It was basher that the person should be struck by this specific scorpion. Omar Shmuel, em nevakren sachelam, back to bikur chelam. One should be careful when he does bikur chelam. Do it with sensitivity, with feeling. So a person should not do bikur chelam unless, elo lemisha chotzosecham, only a person who experienced fever. An ordinary illness, where bikur chelam is appreciated and in place. Lafukumai, as opposed to which type of situation, where you don't visit the sick man, in a case where it can cause him embarrassment and discomfort. Lafuki hadasanya, the following brisa, Rabbi Yisrael Parto, Eimav Shon Blazer, Eimav Vakrun Lechelim, Eimav should not visit the person who is suffering from internal, digestive disorders, nor those who are Chele Ha'ayin, suffering from eye illnesses or Mechushe Roish, some sort of headaches. Why? What's the difference? Bishlam Mechelim Eimav, Shem Kisuf, don't visit this person, Mechelim Eimav, because it can cause embarrassment, as he's running in and out and taking care of his needs. My time was wrong with the other fellows. So speaking is difficult, has a detrimental effect where a person has an eye issue. Umali le'ishson, actually speaking is beneficial when we're speaking about a fever issue that allows him to let out some steam. So in any case, tailor your visits in accordance with the needs of the chayla. If it's good for him, good. Otherwise, keep away. Amarav, on the topic of fever, he meant to know that high ishta, this fever that a chayla experiences, isn't really all bad. Ilav de parvanka, if not for the fact that it serves as an agent, the malacha de maisu, of the malacha mavis, and can be very, very lethal, really it has some, internal, some element of goodness as well. Mali, it can be beneficial to a person like kichizra, like the thorns and the branches, ladikli, which surround the palm tree and protect it from intruders. Chadotas nyemen. So fever as well, sometimes it can, serve a person some good by cleansing the system, purifying his body, as long as it's just an occasional experience once in 30 days. V'chiti raiki l'guf, it's also compared to like a potion, which is beneficial to one's body. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar, no, leave it alone. Lehi v'lehi, tiraiki, I don't need the fever and its benefits. It's a risky endeavor. Amar Rabba Bar Yenison, Amar v'chil, our son, this sort of grain potion, yafa l'chile, little for us, it can be very beneficial in healing a person from his chile. My our son, what exactly is this? Amar Rav Yenison, chushla, peeled grain, this ariatik, the old barley grain, the Reish Nafya, which comes out of the sieve at first, it's the first thing out. Perhaps it's heavier, it's more laden with moisture, I'm not sure, but in any case, somehow it's very beneficial for a chayla. Amar baye ba'oyen bishula, but in order for it to be really beneficial, it needs to be cooked, excessively cooked, ein bisratur, like the ox's, like the cow's meat. Rav Yosef Amar, the arson is actually smidi, this aratik to the Reish Nafya, that's the fine flour of the old barley, which comes out of the nafia first. Amar baye bain bishula kabasiratura, once again, needs to be cooked properly. Amar b'yechanan, bur dam, this unfortunate physical ailment called bur dam. The Rashi says it's shulshul, loose bowels, and creates bleeding. Ema vakrim, these individuals should not be visited when they are experiencing their difficulties. Vein maskirin shmoy, nor do we publicize when a person is experiencing this ailment, my time of why, what's wrong? It's like a flowing, like a spring, and it's uncomfortable to be around people, and therefore keep it under wraps. In fact, why is it called in these terms? Burdam shul kamayin aneveh, because it's burdam, a source of dam. Umar aperufos nefesh v'chu. Okay, back to the Mishnah. You have a mudar ano, and we have a doctor here who is able to attend to his medical needs. Says the Mishnah, you can do so as long as it's refos ha-nefesh, but not refos ha-guf. What are these two terms referring to? Echi tani, what does the Mishnah mean? Now the Mishnah, the Gemara at this point, at the Havamina, as Ran explains, the Havamina figures, that the chayle is the one who's making the nether against the roifa. So you got to fight with the roifa. The roifa, the doctor, is the mudar. He's on the receiving end of the nether. He cannot benefit from the chayle. That's the case in the Havamina. Hechi tani, so what does the Mishnah mean when refos ha-nefesh is mutar and not refos ha-guf, not refos mamin? Ilay mad refos nefesh b'chinam, refos mamin b'schar. So, refos ha-nefesh means he's doing it, you know, out of the goodness of his heart. Says the Ran on the top line. Refos nefesh b'chinam. Nefesh means pirush ratzon, will, desire. As we find in the pasuk, that nefesh is synonymous with ratzon. Im yeshes nafshechem, if you will. Kalimar. And the Mishnah means like this. If doctor comes and offers his service voluntarily, that's okay. Kalimar shemirapei baratzon libu. As long as he's not expecting pay. Because getting pay is considered getting hamno'ah from the mudar, from the chayla. That's also. V'lo b'schar umetukum masnisin, the Mishnah speaking. What's the configuration? Who is the mudar? The roife, the doctor. B'shenichse chayla asur on the roife. The roife can't benefit from the chayla. So if he's coming and doing it for free, that's okay. So refuas nefesh b'chinam, that's mutar. But refuas mamin means b'schar, he's expecting pay. Receiving pay is considered hana, that's a chiddush, even though he's offering him a service. So receiving pay is called hana, and that would be asur. Asks the Gemara, if that was the pshat in the Mishnah, then listen, the Mishnah would word it differently. You can offer services for free, but not for pay. Why then does the Mishnah use these words, nefesh and mamin? Ella, rather, let's flip it around. Actually, the chayla is the mudar. He cannot benefit from the doctor. Ella, refos nefesh, gufay. So if the chayla, the mudar, himself, personally, is unwell, the doctor could come and offer his services. And even if there's another doctor in the neighborhood, you never know, maybe it's bashert, maybe this doctor is supposed to take care of this patient. You know, the Gemara Zohar tells us an astounding thing. When a person is unwell, it's all tailor-made by Hashem. In fact, it's programmed, pre-programmed, until what day the illness will be there. And once that day arrives, that's sort of the expiry date of that illness. But yoyim plenty, b'sha plenty, the illness will dissipate through reifei plenty and sam plenty, using this doctor applying this medicine. That's all prescribed, pre-planned, tailored, custom-made. So, yeah, maybe there's another doctor, but if you have the ability to serve him, to tend to his needs, go ahead and do it. You're doing a mitzvah, as long as you're not spending money on him, giving him, you know, medicine directly. But the actual service is a mitzvah, and the Ran brings, it's like Hashavas Aveda, right? The Gemara says Hashavas Gufay, you know, restoring a person's own, you know, health and whatever. That's also called Hashavas Aveda. So that's allowed. Refuas Hanefesh means Gufay. You can take care of the chayla personally. That's allowed. Even though it's free of charge, you're not charging. Refuas mamon behemta, but you cannot serve his animal. You can't offer veterinary services to his animal, even if there's. And the Ran learns only because there's no other veterinarian around. But otherwise, you can do it because it's called Hashavas Aveda. That's the Ran's approach to the sugya. So bottom line is, even if there's another doctor in the area, refuas haguf is mutter, because it's deemed strictly as mitzvah. So you can serve him, you can advise him, you can, you know, serve him as a doctor would serve a patient, whether it's, you know, an operation or, you know, a massage or whatever it is, or concoct his medicine for him. That's allowed, because that's a mitzvah. So even if he foregoes pay, a doctor typically can accept pay, although you don't accept pay for mitzvah, but schar batala is mutter, you know, if it's a compensation for loss of income. In this case, he's giving that up, it's still mutter, because ultimately it's a mitzvah that he's doing. But refuas mamen, which means behemtoi, there's another doctor available and you're offering to serve his animal, to offer medical services to animal, that's usur, free of charge, because you know, the refuah of an animal is not so specific. You don't need a specific doctor for that. So in this case, doing refuah to the behemoth is considered giving him a free service, which is considered hamna. But it would seem from the Ran that there's no other doctor in the area, you're allowed to do that, because then it's considered true hashavas aved. Other Rishonim disagree with that. Amar Rav Zutta bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Avol. Even though we say, you know, don't offer refuah to the behemoth, Avol Oimele, you can still give him, you know, verbal advice. Some plenty of Allah, some plenty of Allah, this you know, ingredient is good for him, this grass is no good. So, you know, Dibor, personal advice, verbal advice, is not considered a tangible hana, and therefore you can offer that. What else regarding the Mudar? So we have two people who are Mudar, no one from the other. The Mudar can bathe together with the Mudar in a large bath. Bathtub, a little bit tiny, not in a small tub, because that would cause the water to rise and be mahana the mudar. The yashni b'memito, and he's not to sleep together with him in a bed, even though he adds warmth, which can benefit the other party. Rabbi the Omer, that's only b'maisach chama during summertime when there's no benefit to added warmth. Avalei b'maisach shamim, not during wintertime, because he's actually benefiting him by adding that extra body warmth. But he can, you know, lie with him on a bed while they're eating. That doesn't constitute hanah. And he can share the same table with him. We're not concerned that he'll share his food. The Rush says, you know why? Because mistama soinin zezeh, probably they dislike each other. Why else would they have a nether to keep away from each other? So that preempts any concern of sharing food. Tamchoy is this sort of center table dish which the host presents before them. So they shouldn't be sharing the same tamchoy, because there's a concern that perhaps the mother will forego, you know, some of his portion, or maybe he'll forego the nicer portion for his friend. That's considered hanno. So they can't share the same bowl. But let's say this bowl is large enough and filled to capacity, way beyond what both can eat. So chayzer means the leftovers goes back to the host. It's too much for them to eat. In that case, no concern, because even if one party holds back, there is more than enough for everybody to eat. Tanya lo yichatz imoy bambati v'lo yashin imoy bemita b'ing deyo b'ing tanu d'verbe. So according to our mayor, we apply the issa to all situations. Not only a small bath would be a problem, even a big bathtub would be a problem. Why? There's a gzera, because it might lead to doing the same in a small bathtub. The same thing with a bed. Whether it's a small bed or a large bed, in a large bed there is no, you know, added hanav there. You know, his presence doesn't really add anything to the other party sleeping on the same bed, because it's a large bed. But there's a gzera atu the ktana. Rabbi Daimer, no, we have to be very case specific. So he's speaking about the bed. Gdoila b'maysak shamim. So in order for it to be usher to share the same bed, it has to be a winter time, where warmth is beneficial, and B, it has to be a small-sized bed. So if it's lacking any of these two conditions, it's mutar. G'doyla, if it's a large bed, even b'maysach shamim is okay. Uktana, if it's a small one, but it's b'maysach hamad during summertime where heat doesn't play a role, mutar, then it's mutar. And likewise, when it comes to sharing the same bathtub, roich, it's imoy b'ambatik doyla, if it's a large-sized bathtub, in which case the other fellow's presence is not really, doesn't really add any significance, so therefore it's mutar. And likewise, mazia imoy, if they're just sweating, meaning they're not really taking a wet bath, it's a dry bath. But katana, even in a small bath, it's okay if they share it. Aval mesi v'mayal amita, but they can share the same bed while eating. V'ichlam el ha-shulchan, and share the same table while eating. Aval ben atamchay, they can't share the same large bowl. Aval eichel hu ben atamchay ha-chayzer, except if it's going back to the host, meaning it's overladen with a sufficient, ample supply for all. Amar v'sir chanina, that means ben atamchay ha-chayzer le-baal ha-bayis, it goes back to the baal ha-bayis, because there's so much there, or as the Rush says, he's always refilling it, so in any case, there's no issue of hanoah. What else? So Avis was a trough, a feeding trough, in which they would put the food for the workers, so they can eat together, once again, because perhaps he's going to forego some of his to help his friend, in which case he's giving him hano. And likewise, they can't work together along the same patch, because there's a concern that perhaps by digging and loosening the earth, he's going to be helping his friend, making his job easier. Divrei Rav Meir. So along the same patch, they can't work. They can work together, provided there's distance between them, a distance apart, in which case he's not really helping him by loosening the earth nearby. All agree that if they're working in close proximity, it's asur, because one may be helping the other one out. The question is if they're at a distance from each other. It's also asur, because if you do it at a distance, you might do it close by as well, which is certainly asur. They come rapidly, because he's weakening and loosening the earth before him. As long as it's not nearby, if it's berachik, it's muta, there's no gzera atu kariv. Okay, what do we learn about in today's daf? We learned about the gullus and the kalim of gullus. We learned about how important das is in a person. We learned about refuas hagof, which represents refuas hanefesh and indicates slicha and mechila. We learned about Rabbi Yosef and Rebbe, who forgot their Torah while they were sick, and it was restored by their talmidim. The nais that a chayil experiences is greater than the Hananiah Mishael Azariah, when Hashem allows him to repel all the internal germs and attackers. Learned about the Hashkacha Pratis involved in meeting out the Psak and the Mishpat of Hashemayim. We had the Akrav on top of the Sfaradeya crossing over the river to bring about Hashem's Mishpat. Learned about the sensitivity of Mavakar to the chayil. And we learned about a roife applying refuah to a mudar. So conclusion, the refuah saguf would be mutar, even without pay, that's a true mitzvah. Refuah behemta would be asr, when there's another doctor in the area. Just verbal advice is certainly okay. Bathing in the same ambati, kontrameh, always asr. Kontrabuda, only a small ambati would be a problem. What about sleeping b'mita? Rameh says it's always asr. Abuda says, provided it's b'maisak shamim in a mita ktana, then it's asr and only then. Eating together on a table is mutter. From a tamchu is asr, unless it's tamchu achayzer lebalabayis. Eating together in the same avos is asr. Working in the same uman, if it's karev, it's asr rachayk, we have a machlekes. All the best to you and hatzlacha always.